In 2005, Texans overwhelmingly voted to ban gay marriage. It was that vote many Republican politicians cited Tuesday in condemning Judge Orlando Garcia's ruling. That includes GOP candidate for Lieutenant Governor Todd Staples.
I can assure you that Texans will not stand by while an activist federal judge overturns the express will of the people.
Staples, who's running to unseat Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, authored the constitutional amendment defining marriage as between a man and a woman. He believes the judge's ruling is a violation of states' rights.
He's calling our state constitution unconstitutional. And so I think that's the real crux of this particular ruling here. And the mere fact that he stayed his own ruling recognizes that he's on thin ice and it's uncharted territory.
Governor Rick Perry agreed, saying it is not the role of the federal government to overturn the will of our people. Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst promised to fight what he called the activist federal judge. Many Democrats, however, were equally outspoken in favor of the ruling. Manny Garcia with the Texas Democratic Party said the move towards same-sex marriage will get loyal Democrats to the polls.
Texas Democratic Party was one of the first southern states to include marriage equality in our party platform. We have a significant portion of our base that very much care about equality and fairness, and this will excite them.
Gubernatorial candidates Greg Abbott and Wendy Davis have long staked out their positions on the issue, and they reacted carefully. Abbott, as attorney general, is defending the state's ban on gay marriage in court. His state office said Abbott will appeal the decision, though he recognizes there are good people on both sides. Davis's campaign released a statement saying all Texans who are committed to spending their lives together should be allowed to marry. SMU political science professor Cal Gilson says there's good reason for both Abbott and Davis to be cautious.
Wendy Davis has been very clear that she understands she's running for governor of Texas, and Texas is a conservative state. So she has downplayed the abortion issue in favor of a broader women's rights issue. I think that she will downplay the same-sex marriage issue in favor of a broader theme of equality and of civil rights.
Gilson says Abbott will want to make sure he doesn't alienate a group of people and encourage them to vote for his opponent.
We are moving in the direction of allowing same-sex marriage in this country, so Attorney General Abbott will be able to give those issues a fairly wide berth.
Gilson says the issue may be good political fodder for candidates trying to attract activist voters in next week's primary, but candidates like Abbott and Davis competing in November probably won't make this a key issue. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.